Good morning.
Thank you, Minchamar. This evening will be at 5:05. We noted in the last couple of days, as we talk about the dinim of the sanctity of the shul, of the Bet Knesset and Bet Midrash, we try to avoid talking about mundane matters, making calculations that aren't related to religious life. We ensure that the space is maintained, swept, cleaned. We illuminate candles or lights to make the space have an ambiance of reverence, and we noted yesterday that we should try to limit our expressions of affection for human beings and focus our affection on our relationship with God and use that as a foundation to relate to the people around us. Now, Halacha Bet seems to take a break and talk about something relatively technical of Siman Yud Gimel. Kodem Shichanes, and this is quite pertinent to where we are in the yearly cycle in terms of weather. Kodem Shichanes L'Tochem, before you come into a Bet Knesset or a Bet Midrash, one should remove all the mud and the dirt and the grime from their feet. And shouldn't have any stains or dirt either on the body or on one's clothing. Of course, it is relatively impossible to get all the snow and the stuff out of your shoes when you come in, but you know we do have a mat outside to make sure that happens. On the face of it, it seems like a relatively technical rule. Why would you say you need to clean your shoes before you come into shul? What would you guess?
Mud.
Right, to get the, but why would you have to get the mud off? Why should we say that? Right, part of the cleanliness, right? I mean, if someone comes into my house and their feet are covered in mud, I'd say, please, do you mind taking your shoes off? I'm going to have to clean that up. It's a show of respect to not dirty up my space. So I think that's, of course, very true, that this is about respecting the space, continuing the idea that we maintain the space with sweeping and cleaning. You don't bring mud in. But I think symbolically, this also adds a dimension that not only is this space to be cleared of dust and dirt and maintained, and it should be a space of positivity, but also we ensure that before we come in, we leave behind all the stresses, all the tensions, all the things that clog up our mental muscles before we come into this space. So not only when we clean our shoes are we getting off the grime to respect the space, but we're helping us forge this space as a place of prayer, reflection, and contact with God, so that when we leave, we can start afresh.